Fight. Welcome to the Philosophy of Fighting Podcast with your hosts, Arturo and Anoop.
There was an interesting story that came out of El Salvador. It's like tangentially related to fighting.
Okay.
Like a little politics. I thought it was interesting.
Go ahead.
So like MS-13, right? So MS-13 is like one of the biggest gangs in the world.
Yeah.
So, and it's mostly an El Salvadorian gang, but it actually started in LA.
Okay.
Because in the 80s, there was a civil war in Latin America, like a lot of civil wars in Latin America, and one in El Salvador. And we kind of were like related, the United States as in the we, like we're related to some of those civil wars. So we accepted some refugees. And then so some El Salvadorians came to LA. And when they came to LA, this was like crack epidemic, Bloods, Crips, Mexican mafia, like so many gangs like in LA. So the El Salvadorians were like, well, we got to start our own gang because everybody's fucking with us, you know? So they became even tougher. And then in the process, a lot of them go to jail. And then so in jail, they learn even more about gangs, right? So they're just like learning how to form their gang. And then once their gangs are like formed, they would just get deported to El Salvador. Mm. And so there was obviously a lack of strong males there, right? After the wars. So these gangs were the toughest fucking people. And out of 6.5 million people that live in El Salvador, like last year, they thought like 100,000 of them were like MS-13 or like 18th Whoa. Street gang members. So like think of a place that's like the size of like New York City, like tri-state area, like Long Island, and 100,000 people are hardcore gangsters, like yeah. face tattoos. And like some of these places, like these gangs, like your initiation is you kill someone.
Yeah, I would imagine if it's that plentiful, though, how are they not overtaking like government?
So they did. Like okay. the government, in fact, would sometimes pay the top ranking people like, hey, if there's less murders, we'll give you money this month. Like almost
no.
like, yes, like crazy shit. Like these gangs became like ultra, ultra powerful. El Salvador had the highest murder rate in the world. And this is like the case in a lot of Central American places. Honduras also had like the highest murder rate in the world. And the crazy thing is, if you ever visited these places are like tropical paradises. Mm-hmm. It's like rainforest, beaches, surfing, like and you would go there if it wasn't the murder capital of the world. Mm-hmm. And so they had a new president last year. He's actually the son of like a Palestinian immigrant. And he was like a marketing guy. And like, he won the presidency. Like he invested like a lot of money in Bitcoin on behalf of the country. Like he did a lot of young progressive marketing type shit. But also a year and a half ago or a year ago, there's something like 90 murders in a weekend. And at that point he was like, all right, I'm asking Congress to alleviate some of these rules about like due process and how we arrest people and how we collect evidence.
Uh-oh.
And they arrested in the last year, like 65,000 people that they think are gangsters. And the murder rate there went from the highest in the world to now it's lower than America's even. Not to say America's dangerous, but it's just low. And like so many El Salvadorians are like, oh, thank fucking God. And they showed a new mega prison that they built. And this mega prison holds 50,000 convicts. And they showed how they brought the convicts.
Sounds like
in.
Potential convicts, because without due process, if they're just arresting a lot of people, maybe some of these people aren't guilty. And maybe the decrease in crime just comes from the fear of that.
Yes. Okay. So two things. One thing, a lot of the people you can see are gangsters because they sure. have fucking face tattoos and they're like, they
okay,
have.
That's them. Not criminal, but okay.
No, but I can't get an MS-13 tattoo on my face and not be an MS-13 because if somebody from MS-13 saw me and did their handshake or whatever and I didn't know it, they would kill me. Like you can't.
Okay.
That would be just a very stupid game to play.
Okay, go on.
So maybe at that point you're just stupid and you deserve to get in like some. All right. But the other thing is some people are forced into the gang where they're like, oh, either we're going to kill your sister or you're going to join our gang. And mm-hmm. you're like, all right, I'll join the gang. So that definitely does happen, where they're mm-hmm. forcing people into the gang, where there's limited options. And they showed them, they basically stripped all of them down into their boxers, shaved all their heads, had them so they're like handcuffed, but in such a way where they can't stand upright. They're like arched. It was like the way Russians do shit. Okay. And like they have to run in rows. And some people are just like, oh my God, this is just like modern Nazi shit. But other people are like, yo, the society is safe now. Wow. So like, and it's, people couldn't literally walk. People couldn't go a few, like a couple miles away, because you just have different gangs.
The Philippines did something similar, right? Duterte did this with like drug dealers.
He did it with drug dealers and drug users.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I feel, as somebody that's done drugs, like I feel like you shouldn't kill users of drugs. You know what I mean? Like at that point, you're kind of pathetic. But if you kill people that are going to kill other people, I could understand that.
Oof. Minority Report over here.
Exactly. So that's like,
maybe you should start asking ChatGPT, who do you think is most likely to murder someone right now? And then we'll that gives us a heads up.
So there was actually the Camden Police Department did that.
Oh,
they,
boy.
They tried using AI. And in fact, they tried to do predictive software of what they would catch. And obviously they went to like a young black boy, you know, and they were like, yo, and he didn't commit any crime. And they were like, yeah, but we're like, it's crazy. So that could happen. And I'm not saying do that.
Yeah.
But if you do have face tattoos and your gang has been killing so many and raping, like horrible shit. If people want to watch a great movie about MS-13, it's slightly older. It's from 2012 or something. They should watch. It's called Sin Nombre, S-I-N-N-O-M-B-R-E, which translates to like without a name. It's fucked up. And it's such a good movie. And it's about like people leaving El Salvador because of that. So also in this process, if you're talking about immigration in America and illegal immigration in America, a lot of the people that are coming are not Mexicans. They're like El Salvadorians and Guatemalans and Hondurans that are leaving because of this gang violence.
Mm.
And so if you stop that, then you stop the overflow of a lot of illegal immigrants into America, right? And you could get settled. But really, I was just trying to think in terms of numbers. If you arrest 50,000 people and 1,000 of them are innocent, but 6 million people then have a better quality of life, like how do you, this goes to like what I'm saying. I know, exactly. I was talking to Victor about it, our friend, about like the teaching. I was like, yeah, just get rid of 5% of the students. And he's like, no, you can't. Like, you know, you gotta like love them. But I was like, no, but they suck and they ruin it for everyone. But this is exactly what Hitler said.
I mean, we do that with criminals now. We get rid of them so it makes society better. It's just, where do you draw that line? We already do that. Now it's just a matter of where you put that line.
So yeah, once in a while, it's good to put that line maybe a little far to clean it up. And then you bring the line back and it's like, all right, now we chill.
Maybe, but then it becomes a discussion of what necessitates moving that line then, if not having an absolute line.
I agree with what that leader of El Salvador is doing, but he also like put it on his Twitter. He's like, yo, world's coolest dictator. Like he's got like a lot of Trump energy. Like he's funny. He's like a marketing guy. He knows how to brand himself. But also in 5 years, he could also just be like, oh, you're my political opponent. Like I'll just do the same rules. Like, you know, and it could turn bad. So it's like, yeah, right now I think it makes sense, but then it could be dangerous in 3 years.
Oh yeah. So, and that slippery slope is interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen it even in Duterte, like people are killing each other with no evidence.
But the people of the Philippines like it, right? Or no? Some liked it and now they don't like it.
I think mostly like it, yeah. But is that still, even if majority of people believe it to be right, does it make it right? Now you can get like all Socrates on this. Like what is virtue? What is good? That doesn't necessarily mean like that utilitarian approach of like, oh, most people think this is good, so it must be good.
I just wonder, like, since we obviously talk about fighting a lot and we like train fighting sometimes, like I wonder if it's like shaping like a little bit like how I feel about fighting now, like slightly differently, or is it I'm just older? But
in what way?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, would I be more sympathetic to like the 5-10% of people that got fucked over?
If you didn't train, you're saying? Maybe. No, I don't think so.
No, it's not a direct correlation to training. Maybe it's getting older too, or maybe it's just like, look, some people are going to have to suffer, right? 5 to 10%. 5 to 10% of people are always going to get fucked, at least minimum. Might be half the people get fucked or 80% of people get fucked.
I think you get more callous and more jaded about the world as you get older. That's why the younger generation is always trying to like instigate change.
Yeah, I approve mostly of it. But sometimes it's like, I don't know. It seems easier. Just get rid of these people. But then that is like, that's like the Hitler talk. But it works with like the MS-13.
Yeah, it's also that security over freedom type thing too, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not in El Salvador to see those damages. I can understand it, but I don't know. Me from the outside looking in, I'm like, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah. How about this? Just, it's tangentially related, but not exactly. So
okay.
I saw there's this girl in Jersey, and this is another story. So a girl a couple weeks ago was bullied in Jersey and got like the shit kicked out of her, and then she killed herself. Like the next day, and Tom DeBlois, famous jujitsu black belt, like and big on the internet, like is trying to set up anti-bullying programs and stuff. But there was another one, and I think like one of his students was like this girl's teacher, like she was getting bullied. Let's say it was like 6th, 7th graders. And the video starts where she just grabs the bully in a rear naked choke. And then like she like gets like an arm bar and she couldn't finish the arm bar. And so she kicks the girl in the face a couple times.
Wow. Okay.
And some of the comments were like, oh, that was brutal. Like, you should be allowed to defend yourself, but maybe like not that extent. Like, and some were like, yo, she was going to break her arm. And it seemed like some of the kids were cheering. And then the teacher couldn't really break it up. I guess it's harder to break up girl fights. They're grabbing hair. And as a man teacher, it's harder to break it up. You get in more trouble.
That's true.
You push somebody and hurt them, whatever. But like, I wonder how far is that girl allowed to go to defend herself? Is it breaking the arm? You know, like that's definitely too far. Or is it like that girl fucked around and found out and maybe she was consistently bullying her and maybe this is a valuable life lesson?
Yeah, I think physical altercation should happen more. I think when you have permanent damage that does last a long time, like breaking an arm, that is overboard, unless you feel that same damage is going to happen to you or worse, then you're justified in that use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can punch someone first and not be at fault if I feel like they are trying to take my life. Of course. Right? They don't have to lay a hand on me. If someone's approaching me with a knife, I'm kicking them in the fucking face like I'm going to rearrange their brain. And I'd be justified in self-defense. Like, that's like legally. Of course, this is hard to like prove and show and it can get a little subjective, but like you're well within your rights. In this girl's case, if that bully was willing to break her arm or more, I don't know, like maybe she had her cornered, she couldn't go anywhere, then I could see it being justified. If not, like it's all context based. If not, then yeah, it is overboard.
Yeah, I felt like she was like a little overboard with the.
But again, you probably don't have the full context of the situation, how it started, where they were, like what, you know what I mean?
I just feel bad for breaking bones. But like if I was the teacher and I knew that that girl was getting bullied and then that girl got a rear naked choke, I would kind of be like slow to breaking it up. I'd be like, good, fucking choke her the fuck out. You know? And then when she's like about to break her arm, I'm like, no, you shouldn't do that. The kick to the face, all right, good. Maybe it wasn't like a full soccer kick, you know? It was like you have the arm bar and you just fucking... It depends how bad of a bully it is. Because I do think a little bit of violence is educational. Like some of those kids that wanted to fight me when I was teaching at that school, I feel like if I fought them, I would never think about killing them or hurting them. But if they did something stupid to somebody on the street, somebody might just fucking shoot them. And yeah. So it's like, isn't the lesson of getting jabbed in the face by somebody way better than getting shot in the face by somebody?
So yeah, I think the threat of violence does more to curb people's behaviors than actual violence. But you need actual violence to have a threat of violence.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
It's also the same reason why martial artists will have like a bit more self-confidence. It's not because they're constantly engaging in violence, but they know they're kind of capable of it. They've been in the fire, right? But a lot of people gain too much confidence without having been in the fire. And that becomes a big problem because they don't know. It's like bullying. They don't know the point at which it escalates and it's gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like someone's going to shoot up a school or someone's going to kill themselves or someone, like, it's always like we let it build, we let it build, we let it build. But each along, if we just had these little checks of release with an altercation, I don't think it would build up to these huge, you know, consequences.
Exactly. A little.
Right. If I'm bullying you and I'm bullying you for 5 years, at the end of that 5 year mark, something crazy is going to happen. But if you punched me in my face day three, it's done.
Yeah, I feel that way too. It speeds right? it up. There's some level of respect.
There, like you have to check it earlier. You can't let these things build up. They build up and bad things happen. Little bad things are better than big bad things.
That's how I feel. And I feel like if more people just did, like if they just forced everybody to do like a little wrestling or jujitsu or something, like I think people would fight things out and then they would just get over it, as opposed to like continuing to like bully and manipulate online. And like, you know what I mean? I feel like there'd be an outlet of like, but at the end, hey, you'd all be healthier. You'd all be fit. You'd all have like some inner self-confidence.
Yeah. I do think for our youth, especially, they should be forced to exercise really. And by force, I mean like, you know, you implement it in school early and you make it a regular thing and it just becomes a habit.
They're and it better, should be
they're
the
healthier. And I think they'll have a physical release.
Yes. And it should be the same value as like math, fucking science,
100%.
Like whatever. 100%. If you fail gym, you shouldn't be allowed to go to the next. I think like you should be like, no.
I would argue it's even more important, right? It is your vessel. Like you can get by in the world without math potentially. You can get by in the world without speaking the language, right? Like you can't get by without your health, man. And so it's like, I don't know. I think that should take way more priority.
And it's America's number one cost.
Yep.
Healthcare, right? So I think it would have an economic impact too. Like if you just force these kids to be healthy at a young age, like they would pass it on to their parents a little bit, I bet. If they saw their kids being healthy, parents would start being healthier. Like you lower the rate of heart disease and diabetes, like amongst a huge percentage of the population, like our entire budget of healthcare would go down. Like we would save billions of dollars. Like definitely.
Think about your workforce, having less sick days, having like it would all. And I think the most underrated part of exercise is the mental health benefit, is the fact that it can fight off depression. That's a big deal, especially if you're getting bullied or whatever. Like working out is a big deal for that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how do we get rid of like terrible people? What do we do? You know, I was watching Zodiac Killer and I was watching like, I watch some fucked up shit about people dying like on the internet sometimes. I'm like, that person was a piece of shit. Like he should go to jail. And then it's like, well, what do we like forever? I don't even think you should go to jail. Like if you have video evidence of somebody just murdering somebody, like at that point, like, why don't you just fucking, they should just get the chair. Like where does the appeal come in? Like, no, there's video evidence. You just blasted this dude that didn't need it.
Were they the instigator? Was it defense? Like you could still get on those lines, even with a kill. You can still get on those lines of like, was it in defense? Was
I saw this guy
to do it.
I saw this guy and it made me go back to our conversation of like, how much do you fight back when you're in danger?
Mm-hmm.
So there was like this Indian or something gas station worker that like was in Mississippi and he came in to rob the place. And he was like, yeah, take whatever you want. And he was like lying down in the back, like you know, behind it. He's like, take whatever you want, whatever you need here, this, that, I don't care. And the guy hops over the thing, takes some stuff, and then still shoots him in the head.
Oh, my God. Does the guy have a mask on? Probably
I don't
not.
Remember,
then.
But they caught the guy.
Okay.
And,
but I'm just saying, like, maybe that's why he killed the guy. Like, oh, he saw me. He can identify me.
Then wear a mask.
It's still awful. But I'm like, I'm trying to think. I'm like, why be so over the top?
The detective was like, this is one of the worst I've seen, because it's on video and you hear it and it's like, dude, the guy was doing nothing. He wasn't playing hero at all.
That's awful.
I know. And then I was like, that's probably what I would have done, you know what I mean? But then I also saw it in Zodiac, where the Zodiac made this guy like tie up his girlfriend and girlfriend tie up the guy, and then he stabbed them. And then it's maybe you just have to fight, like, you know, where you. But once you do decide you're going to fight, then it's to the end.
Yep.
So that's like a hard decision to make.
It is. And also people have an aversion to any violence. So they, again, this is a situation where we're like, all right, we choose pacifism as a means of like oh no, this will get me out of violence. This is better for the world. But I don't think that's the case. It might be in a particular situation to like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. There's a chance I can get out by being a pacifist in this situation. But I don't know, man. I think more often than not, I think the aggressive route is the better route. But that just might speak to my like nature. Like I'm more aggressive than that. I don't know.
I'm aggressive too, but I feel like I would play the odds. Like if I was the gas station thing, I'd be like, all right, a lot of these places are robbed and maybe 15% of the people die. So there's an 85% chance I'm not going to die. But if I do fight the guy and he has a gun, maybe there's a 40% chance, maybe more than 50, 60. He's got a gun. I don't have a gun. Mm-hmm. You know? So
I think most people would have reacted in that way. I probably would have done the same thing. Or at least I would have been like, yeah, dude, or at least get on his side almost. Like, yeah, dude, fuck this place, man. What do you want?
That's what he was like, yo, take what
Dang,
you want.
That sucks.
I know. And then the Zodiac Killer, like the way that happened, people should watch the Zodiac movie. That movie is very underrated and is so fucking good. It was the first time I've ever seen it. I was just like, how do you handle these evil fucks? There's just a lot of bad people. I wonder where it starts and can you just stop them? Whatever. That was my, I've been thinking about those like scenarios and part of me is like, maybe that dictator had to do what he had to do, but hopefully he doesn't
go too far.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough, man. Well, there are a lot of bad people in the world, but there's a lot more good people in the world. Keep in mind that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers would agree. Mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers would agree.
Mr. Rogers, yeah.
All right, yeah, those are my things just that had to do with fighting that I've been thinking about philosophically.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for checking in with us. We always appreciate the listens. We appreciate all the messages, all the likes and shares to Instagram. We really appreciate that. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Philosophy of Fighting podcast. If you have any questions, suggestions, or if you would like to fight us, send us a DM on Instagram @philosophy_fighting.